Thank you, Sadie, and all who have led us in worship so far this morning. It is good to be together on this Christmas Eve. Today we are thinking about Jesus, identity, and enough. As has been shared, we've been in this theme during Advent of people moving towards Jesus. And today we're going to flip that a little bit at the beginning and think about how Jesus has been moving towards us. That's what Jesus' birth was. That's what Jesus does now, is moving towards us by choosing to become a baby so that he would know weakness and temptations and suffering and death and overcome all of that. But let's pause right there, because all of that tells us quite a bit about Jesus' identity, who Jesus is, and all of Jesus' identity tells us about ourselves. So first, it tells us Jesus is powerful enough to overcome death. It tells us Jesus is wise. It tells us Jesus is the promised Son of God that had been prophesied about. It tells us he's faithful, he's generous, he's humble, and he's love, as we've been hearing about and singing about today. So all of that tells us that we are valuable. We're loved. We are worth saving, and we need a savior. But that bumps up into us a little bit, because the challenge is we don't like admitting or living as though we need a savior. We like to be enough without Jesus. And so we choose self-sufficiency over peace and over joy. It's like settling for the stocking gifts and refusing to open the most important gifts that were given to us under the tree that had nails and a pierced side on it. Jesus, of course, knows all of this and loves us anyway, moves towards us anyway, because that's who love is. So let's think about our identity, Jesus' identity, and having enough in a tangible way. One of my characteristics is I can be competitive. And one of the ways I try to channel it into being competitive with myself, and one of the ways that shows up lately, for the past while, I've been practicing this habit where each day I try to drink as much water as I can, and I try to eat as many fruits and vegetables as I can, and each day I try to beat what I did the previous day. Well, what I realized on Friday of this week is that I need a new habit, because what was happening is on a Friday, my numbers were really low. I hadn't had much water, I hadn't had many fruits and vegetables, and that attached itself to my identity. I was getting my self-value from what the numbers say instead of what Jesus' birth says. And we can make the same mistake in the church. Now, numbers are useful. It's valuable to know that there were 12 tribes of Israel and 12 disciples and 153 fish that were caught when the disciples cast their nets on the other side. But our identity and value is not found in the numbers. It's found in Jesus. And listen, I am thrilled that we have been even more generous over the past several weeks. It shows me that God may be working in our hearts in this way. It means we get to do more outreach. The numbers matter as one part of our identity and not the whole picture. Here's another way to think about being enough at Zion. Over the past months, many people have shared with me how grateful they are for the health that they see in our congregation. And two different people said to me recently, "I would rather be a smaller and healthy congregation like we are now than what we were before." And these last several weeks, our attendance and our Zoom numbers have grown, and our giving has grown. Well, all of that tells us valuable information. It does not tell us our value. Numbers tell one part of the story. Here's another part of the story. A few weeks ago, many of us gathered here in this space for a memorial service for Joel Lehman, our dear brother, who had passed. The hallways were packed with people after the service. People were lovingly caring for each other as we grieved. And someone, a man I didn't know, came up to me and said, "There is such a great atmosphere and feeling in this congregation. We're at a memorial service. How can that be?" Do you understand? It's only because of Jesus. Jesus is the one who makes us enough. We know this theologically, that Jesus is the one who brought us back into right relationship with God. And we know that we are able, like Joel and like Ruth, we're able now to pass through death and into life everlasting. And yet, practically, I think one of the challenges that Zion faces is that we are a congregation with a variety and a depth of skills and giftings. We are people that give generously to the church of our time and of our resources. And these are wonderful characteristics. They strengthen Zion, but they can trick us into thinking we are enough on our own without Jesus. So those of us who are grieving that our loved ones, our time together with our loved ones on earth is so fleeting, for Ruth and Joel's families and for our church family, we get to depend on Jesus in a special way right now. And yet beyond that, in our daily lives, we feel like we have enough. If we feel like we have enough skill, enough time, enough resources, then something is wrong with how we're living. Our lives are meant to be depending on God, and we should regularly be in situations where we are not enough. Jesus' identity is what makes us enough, like Mary. Think about this. We've been singing about it this morning. Mary was not enough on her own, and with Jesus, she has all that she needs. Mary has no status. Her parents aren't even mentioned in the text. She's poor. She's from Nowheresville. She's female. She's young. She's pledged to be married. The passage makes a big deal about her being a virgin. And here's the kicker. Mary's yes to the angel means that she's bringing on suffering in her own life. And she knows this. She knows she's going to be ridiculed and mistreated for something she did not do. She doesn't have experience as a wife or a mom. There was no online training course of how to parent the Son of God. She doesn't have enough. And maybe when there's enough food on the table, maybe when she had taken a seminary class, maybe when she had some time babysitting for her nephew, John. Fortunately for all of us, Mary didn't wait to say yes. She didn't wait until she had more stuff. She said yes when she had not enough. So what can we get rid of so that we have enough? Jesus' identity makes us enough in our not enough situations. One of the things I like to do when I read scripture is to notice the names and descriptions of God in a passage and think about how it relates to a given passage. So Jackson, if you'll show the slide, for example, these are the words in our scripture passage today. Many words and characteristics of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Think about how these words relate to Jesus' birth. What I notice about these words is they tell us a lot about God's identity, our purpose, and our enoughness for that purpose. Listen, I love that God is with us and that no word from God will ever fail. Knowing that Jesus will reign over us forever and that his kingdom never ends changes how we live today. This is the God who has moved towards us. And Zion, I am eternally grateful that we are a congregation moving towards Jesus. I told personnel committee last week that there is a spiritual alertness at Zion now that I don't know that I've ever seen before. We have people coming on a Sunday morning expecting God to do something that is beyond us. After worship last week, someone was excited at noticing the themes that emerge in a worship service that we didn't create. It's Jesus drawing us to him. God has been with us, strengthening us to do more outreach now that we are a healthy congregation and learning to depend on Jesus. So no matter what is or isn't under the Christmas tree for us tomorrow, and no matter who is or isn't beside us, we are already enough because of Jesus. Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection, this is our story too, our identity. Zion, as we keep moving toward Jesus and Jesus keeps moving toward us, the greater gifts become ours. Gifts of faith and hope and love. And as we receive these gifts, they're spread to our families and to our communities. Friends, we have good news today that in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior has been born for us, a Savior we needed. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth. Amen.